only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side.
It's Thursday, September 22nd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. I've got my good friend, my boss, and my pastor here with me today, Brother Sonny Moore. How you doing, Brother Sonny?
I'm doing great, Ben.
Awesome.
Good to be with you.
Well, it's good to be to have you here, and we're going to be talking about how to live out 1 John 4. And so I want to give you the mic and let you just run with it and ask the question, drawing from your years in ministry, what examples can you give us of believers loving one another?
Well, gee, Ben, I've been a pastor for 45 years. I have pastored in 15 different locations. This is my 15th pastor at First Baptist Church in the Enterprise.
Wow.
I was counting this up last night, figuring it up, all the assignments I had through in the military and the churches I had as a student pastor. But I have seen many, many, many examples of love. And when you talk to him about this, I thought about Hebrews 11, the passage on the heroes of the faith, the great heroes.
Yeah.
I've known some great heroes of the faith, and I tell you, First Baptist Church Enterprise is full of them. I mentioned this past Sunday about one of our little ladies who took a fruit basket to one of our families not long ago in the hospital, and she did it on a walker. She had to use a walker and managed to get a big fruit basket up to the fourth floor of the Glowers Hospital and did it on a walker. I was looking in my Bible, and that same lady came to my office last year, and she said, I can't go to the state convention this year, but I'd like to sponsor somebody else. Let me pay somebody else's way. And don't tell them who did it, but I want to sponsor somebody. I can't go, but I'll sponsor somebody else. So that's just one example of a great Christian here and a demonstration of love. But I've seen many of them. I guess to lead any kind of list, spiritual list, that I would be asked to talk about, my mother would be at the top of any list. I saw love demonstrated in her life across almost 90 years of her life. Another lady I saw was my faithful Sunday school teacher many years ago. She taught me the Bible. I was about 3 or 4 years old, and she taught me until I was 9 years old.
Sunday school teachers are important, aren't they?
They are. Her name was Miss J.D. Stone, and I'll never forget that little lady. She didn't weigh 100 pounds probably, but she was one of the biggest people I've ever known, and she invested her life in me, and she sacrificed her time. She would often pick us up at school, after school, and to help us with our Bible memory verses and that kind of thing. She was a great lover, but a great demonstration, I think, of giving. She was a great giver. Then I had a high school coach that I played for in high school. His name was Coach John Smith. It's not a hard name to remember, is it? John Smith. And I played in high school for him, and then I played 1 year of college at Mississippi College in Clinton, Mississippi. And when he took a real interest in me. He demonstrated love, and he took me home with him when I was about ninth grade, and he took me back to Clinton, Mississippi, where his family lived. And I met his girlfriend that weekend. He was dating this girl. She was Miss Mississippi College, and I thought she was the prettiest thing it ever was. And I gave her a kiss before he and I left to come home from that weekend, and I thought I'd melt. but anyway, Coach John Smith was a great. I saw love in his life. He was a great encourager. But I guess the last thing I'd say is, I met a young lady here about 2 years ago when I came to First Baptist Church Enterprise, and she is the lady who daily shares my life. And the great thing about her is she's one of the most selfless people I've ever met. And the love and support that Celia gives to me and her mom is really an inspiration to me. And she's a daily demonstration. She thinks very little about herself. And so I've just seen many demonstrations of love. And that's my story.
That's interesting. You know, it just proves that we don't live life in a vacuum,
no.
That we are influenced by people, and we influence people. We do. And boy, just looking for ways that we can influence people for the good by loving them. And the things that you, the people that have influenced you, seems like every one of our listeners falls into probably one of those categories. It's either a coach, a mama, a Sunday school teacher, or a wife, or just somebody that is connected, closely connected to somebody. Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Ben.
We love you, brother, son. We love the ministry you're doing here.
Thanks, Ben.
And we just pray that God continues to bless you.
Hey, let me say one other thing. I'm not your boss. I'm your leader, but I'm not your boss. But, man, we appreciate you. And I can say for this church membership, this church body, we thank God that he sent you here. And I appreciate these daily podcasts. I enjoy them. I appreciate you going the second mile.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise God.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.